Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Horde was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, yeah, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about the molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him. And if I did, I never ever traded him. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor. It's Gucci's galore. So many more from six in the Mars. Never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, who with it or what?
Toby Tobin. Give two sh who Tobin is.
Oh, thanks, Snow Dog! And welcome on in, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. I swear it's going to follow you. I swear.
No, but I'm centering it.
Right? I'm centering it.
Good start to your return.
I'm centering it. What are you talking about? Dude, that was, I got to tell you.
Hmm?
It was a good few days off. I'm exhausted.
Yeah? You had a nice long weekend?
Ugh.
Did you miss me?
I only missed, it was one day, dude.
What?
I'm saying
I was gone all last week.
No, but you only missed me one day.
Oh, really?
Because the only day you showed up that I didn't was yesterday. You were out all last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, there was.
He's deflecting.
I'm not deflecting.
Sounds like you did miss
yes,
me.
Of course I did.
Oh,
there's,
man.
There's,
there it goes.
Because, see, we used last week, me and Dan, to educate you.
Oh,
in New Orleans.
It was New Orleans school like every day.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody just learned, here today is your New Orleans lesson.
Y'all can drink like that? I'm like, yep. So, but I needed you to be here because of two things. And I needed to be here yesterday because what the Canes women and men's team, even though the women came up short, and when I say short, LSU look like Monstars.
Mm-hmm.
And what FAU has done is remarkable.
Incredible.
It's incredible. You could see the Canes doing it. But how could a school be that good, be up the road, and nobody know?
It's crazy.
Even down here.
Mm-hmm.
And like everybody said, no, man. They've been, you know, Fonz would drop a little. You know, hey.
Are you letting him peacock now? Because you were calling him bandwagon.
No! Why? No!
What?
Wait! Let me tell you
Final
something.
Final Four appearance.
Let me tell you something.
He's got a shirt.
Now, the farther they got along in the tournament, the more his outfit has become FAU.
Did he come in dressed?
He's going to dress as an owl. And hoot. But I literally was going to stop what I'm doing and take him to the Sweet 16. It is something, if you're a college kid, you should experience. Because you're not going to experience that in football. I don't care how good FAU gets. Because you're not going to be able to experience it with the bigger buildings mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But basketball, if you get to a certain point, everybody's experiencing it the same way. And so it becomes a big deal. So, hey, you want to go? Nah, I got to work.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's a responsible one.
Yeah. I'm like, me, I would have been like.
I'm out.
I'm out. out. Let's go. And my buddy Dave, right? You know, he's a big Canes fan. He went. He was out last week for golf. He went to Miami, sent me a couple of pictures. And then he's going this week. He's going to the Final Four.
Have to.
You have to go. Once you go to the Sweet 16.
You're pot committed.
You are pot committed. But kudos to them. The Heat were the Heat. Yeah. Right? The only team that could score 70 points in a half and lose by 29.
On UD night.
They scored 30 points?
I don't want to talk about it.
The second half?
Really disgusting.
What are we doing? Yeah. So here's what's going to happen. I'm telling you now. They're going to go out there tonight. It doesn't matter who they play.
Toronto.
And win by 20.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to start feeling good again.
Yep.
And then they're going to score 30 points and a half.
It's why Dead South refers to me as Wild Heat Coyote.
but I
can't help myself. Listen,
I know, but like, it's not my fault. I'm being honest about what's happening, and you choose not to see it. That's the epitome of average.
Yeah.
If you can beat anybody and lose to anybody, that puts you right in the middle.
They should be favored in five of the last seven games.
It means nothing.
So by that, they should go 5-2. A normal team. Normal team. Them, probably 4-3. Maybe 3-4.
You can't.
You don't know.
And here's the thing. There is no rhyme or reason. One day they keep everything close. One game they keep everything close. I'm talking about rebounds, turnovers, three-pointers. You know, the lines are pretty even. Other times they just get bludgeoned in one of those stats, and it kills them. Like, holy, I was so, like, I didn't even know how to watch the game, how to receive the game. I was so just disgusted.
Yeah.
Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the only thing that helped me is that I had like fights to watch that night. So I could just move on to the next thing. And then the Canes played the next day, and it kind of like helped me just forget about it. But yeah, I was just grossed out by it.
And here's the other thing. You can't explain why.
Nope.
There is no explanation for it. You want an answer. Why is this? Why is that? We've been having these same conversations all year. Why can't we do this? Why can't we do that? It just happens out of nowhere.
They have been unbelievably close and average all season. And I still believe in them because I feel like when I watch their best, I'm like, that reminds me of last year. But then the bads are so bad.
But here's the thing. Every professional in whatever sport he plays has the ability to be great for a stretch. What separates the Pro Bowlers from the Hall of Famers from the all-timers is their ability to do it consistently. And so when I look at teams and you see that, yeah, they're pros. Sometimes they're going to be hot from three. There's a bunch of guys in the league can shoot threes, right? This team has a bunch of three-point shooters. Periodically, they're going to get hot.
Right. But the shooting has been better.
It has been.
The shooting has been. Like, that's the thing that's funny about it is, like, okay, all year their offense was sludge. Now they're kind of scoring better. Can't guard anybody.
Is that crazy?
Well, like, it's like, of course you can't guard. Like, well, you're playing. You've you know, traded, bringing in Kevin Love. And, yeah, you're getting a little bit more offense. You're getting but they aren't defending at the same level that they are, and they are getting blown out. When they do lose, they usually are losing by a bigger margin. But all in all, what have they been since the All-Star break? 8-7.
Right. Which
8-7.
Right.
Like, but
my question to you is, why you get so mad at me when I've been saying this?
I don't know. Like, I just am what I am.
I get it. And here's what sucks. Because our parting gift was your optimism at the highest level.
I thought they were turning around,
baby. Go.
I still feel that way. Oh, you should have. You thank your stars. I wasn't here after the Knicks game. Oh, was I peacocking?
It didn't even last 48 hours. So it went win by 15. They won by like 15, and lose by 29.
Yeah,
like that's. They've been doing this all year.
I know.
I can't explain it because everybody's pretty much healthy.
Healthy as they've been.
You have a bunch of guys who can't play defense, and the scoring's not making up for it.
Sometimes it does, though. But that's
sometimes,
like, sometimes it does.
But if this team has always been built on defending, right? That's hard. Like, that's got to be hard for Spo. That's got to be hard.
The thing that's
Pat.
Yeah, the thing that's disappointing with them is it does feel like their best performance. I don't know if it's play down to competition or what, but it feels like they save their best performances for the most elite competition. And whenever there's a let up or they feel like they're going to have somebody coming in, the Nets, dude, had lost 5 in a row. We're packing it in. It's over. They're ready to give it to you. Here you go. Go take it. And they're like, oh, easy game. We're shooting 70%, baby. And then a couple of alley-oops and a couple threes go down.
Tiger.
And the Nets are just like, they're not going to try. That's the thing that's frustrating about it. Because then the next day, what do the Nets do? Go get crushed by the Orlando Magic. It's like, right. Well,
That's the nerve-wracking thing. I can always say, and I always say this, the other team has pros too. But not, look, don't go down. You make us look bad as Heat fans when you beat us by 29 and go and lose to Orlando.
I know. I was like, oh, at least they're turning it around. Nope.
Right.
Anyway, Heat Raptors tonight.
Which,
you guys sound like you're confident.
Maybe.
No. I'm going to tell you like this. No. Because I don't know which Heat team we're going to see.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know from game to game, quarter to quarter. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
And that has to be a record. A team scoring 70 points. Or what did they score? 69 points?
Should be a shame record.
69 points in the first half. And lose by 29.
Yeah, I don't know.
They scored 30 points in a half of basketball.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Say that out loud. It doesn't
compute.
It doesn't. Not after they scored. When I saw the first half. I watched first half. I was going back and forth. I think there was a couple of NCAA games on. So I was going back and forth. And in fact, FAU was playing, I think.
Yep.
I'm going back and going, whoa, 69? All right, let me concentrate on this FAU out game because it's getting heated, right? And watching that FAU game, I was like, because it always felt like Kansas State was going to make a 3 tied game and go into overtime.
Right.
It was always right there. And they pulled it out. So I say, all right. All right. This is excellent. Fonz is blowing me up from work. Oh, you can call me from work, but you couldn't go to the game, right? So I say, let me see what the Heat have done. They have been taking care of business. And I'm like, the game was over.
Yeah.
And it was 129-100. I refreshed the game thinking it was a misprint or something. And, yeah.
On UD night.
On UD night.
And
they all sat on the bench.
Minus one.
I'm just saying.
No, there's minus one. Nice try, though.
Minus one.
Wait, am I wrong?
Minus one.
Am I wrong?
For justification.
Minus
I'm not
one.
Justification.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Sass.
And I came into that game, dude. I came in goosed up.
Oh.
I mean, like, I was, you know, we go. I went to practice on Friday. You know, I was boots on the ground. And I'm talking to Spo. You can see the twinkle in Spo's eyes. You know, he's talking about UD, and he's talking about D. Wade was there. And did you guys see that video? By the way, Marcus, did you see that video when he said about D. Wade, I miss him. You know,
but that touches my heart.
It touched my heart too. So I come into this thing, goose to the gills, ready for a bludgeoning of the Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
And instead. The turdiest of turd quarters.
Turd half, dude. 30 points in one half. That's a turd half.
It was just disgraceful. But tonight, it all turns around for us, baby. We bounce back. Low dog in his building. We got it going on, baby. We'll take a quick break. Those are your headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know truck.
Streaming all show on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is our channel. Back after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 560 WQAM. And music fans, Three Doors Down is coming to Meisner Park in Boca in September. We've got your chance to win tickets. All you have to do is go to the contest page on WQAM.com and enter. And you're going to see Three Doors Down. It's a Live Nation show. Tickets courtesy of Live Nation. For more great concerts, go to LiveNation.com.
There you go.
Yeah, that's them. This is, you know, way different than the other bands.
Yep. It's completely new guy.
New guy.
But not you, baby.
Wait, is that the same?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Different,
okay.
Same band.
All right, okay.
Are you?
So?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Excited for Opening Day, dude?
Yeah, I am.
Gooseys?
But how are we going to... I got Gooseys, but what time's the game start?
4 o'clock game. 4 o'clock game. So we will be done by 2, and you can either stick around or hit the road. You know what they're having me do, though?
What?
Oh. Yeah,
so this was brought to my table this couple weeks ago.
This may convince you to stay, Leroy.
So the Marlins have come to me and asked that I guest host on the Tron during the game because they are, you know, there's going to be a lot of New York Mets fans. There's a lot of New Yorkers down here. Who's better at shutting up New Yorkers than old Tobes? So basically, I'm here to be a professional heckler on behalf of the Marlins.
Yeah.
During the game.
Wow. What a dream.
It is my dream.
What an absolute
dream. It is my dream. And so,
why are we releasing him into the wild?
I don't know.
What are we doing?
I was quite frankly flabbergasted when I got the text. Hey, do you have a minute? And I was like, I wonder what this is about.
Yeah.
and flattered, honored, and can't wait.
Absolutely. So, Leroy, what do you think? Me, you, couple brewskis, yelling at Mets fans.
Yeah, come on. Shenanigans. Yeah. Come on,
there is a 2-hour delay.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That's lunch. We could
venture around the stadium. Maybe we could go. Maybe the less takes some BP in the cage.
Ooh, what?
I can barely hold a bat, let alone swing it.
I can't hit anything. I can hold a bat. I cannot hit anything. Is it on a tee? Do they have that option?
I think they have a tee. Yeah,
right, perfect.
Good. I feel like if Skip Schumacher sees us in his batting cage, he's gonna kick us the hell out.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure.
I find myself in some interesting spots in stadiums just meandering.
Yep. Mm. I feel like a baseball stadium is the best of meandering.
Mm. Yeah, because a lot of parts of it are empty because it's smaller. Like the locker rooms are smaller. You know, you don't have all the equipment that a football team has. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely.
So are you excited to broadcast an opening day? Shenanigans, dude.
I mean, I am.
Victory Slim Jims.
I am a big fan of opening day.
Me too.
Right? Because now the thing is that we kind of have a little optimism about this team.
Little optimism.
We've had it, but I just need to see it.
Need to see these sticks hit.
Because we, like.
I know they got the arms.
Yep. We haven't seen it during.
Yeah, I need this. I need a healthy Jazz Chisholm.
Yeah.
All right. I need Luis Arias to do what he did in Minnesota. I need him to bring that here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need, you know, the sticks that they got last year with Avi and Jorge Soler to not be what they were last year, which was not good.
I wonder, and I hate this because I always think professionals are professionals and you try to do your best, whatever. But I wonder how much losing sucks the life out of you. I mean, I've been a part of it,
mm-hmm.
and I was 3-13 on the team, and I told you, I lost more games my first year in the NFL than I lost in college and high school.
Wasn't fun that year?
No, it was not fun. It was not fun, but sometimes it becomes harder to do your job because your team's no good, and I wonder what role that played in guys not, you know, performing as well. Yeah. Jazz Chisholm was hurt.
They lost a lot of one-run games.
Right.
That's what they're going to spit at you. I don't know. Look, I'd just like to get through a Marlins season where there's just not this complete collapse by the midway through the year.
Where we still have an interest.
Yeah.
Like, for example, sports this year has been attention-grabbing.
It really has been.
And I mean, whether it's the Canes, we even like did a little side eye to the Lady Canes who went on a run. FAU, we just pay attention to them during the tournament. Let's be fair to let's not all of a sudden say I always knew. The only person that ever said anything to me was Fonz when they won their league's championship.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, they're really good. Okay. The Heat. Because they're up and down and up and down and up and down. The Canes, no, but we had the Dolphins.
Of course.
And so it's really been, you know.
And I tell you what's gotten me, a couple things got me hyped up for this baseball season. Yeah, I've always been, like, baseball is always my first love. But I definitely loved being at spring training. That got me going, bringing my kids. And then us doing the broadcast, those back-to-back days was a lot of fun. And then the World Baseball Classic.
The World Baseball Classic
was so good.
It's pretty amazing, and I say this all the time, what international competition does for fan bases. And I'm interested to see how can that carry over to the actual sport.
Can I ask you something?
Huh?
How do we not make fun of these Angels more?
What do you mean?
How do they have those two guys and they're so terrible?
Terrible.
How is that possible?
Because they got no pitching.
I don't care. How do you blow it like that? Dude,
if you spend that much money, you might as well go ahead on and spend a couple of extra dollars on pitching.
I don't understand. And these guys are just like, they know at the end of this, it's like, this is the most fun we're going to have all year, Shohei. You're right, Mike. It is.
Right.
Because this year's going to be terrible.
I mean, you. It's amazing. It's amazing that team, well, because they haven't invested. They invested a lot of money in Trout, but that's really it. Shohei, not yet. And Shohei is going to probably be gone.
Rats off a ship.
And here's the great thing about him. You got the Mets, the Yankees, the Padres.
And the Marlins.
The Dodgers, right? All teams that have unlimited access to money bidding for a generational player.
Yeah.
We've heard of generational hitters. He is a generational baseball player.
Yep.
You will never see this again. The last time we saw it was Babe Ruth. That's scary.
I know.
And it's he's gonna get a contract for $500 million.
I do wonder if like people are gonna start, because like we talked about this a little bit with some of the with Kim Ang, and I do genuinely wonder like what kind of an influence he's going to be. Is he one of one, or are people, or is he gonna inspire a generation to do this? Because like when a kid sees this guy make $500,000 next year.
You mean a billion?
Yeah, $500 million. I'm sorry. $500 million next year.
Uh-huh.
Is that going to inspire kids to be like, I'm not going to stop pitching. I'm not going to stop pitching. But I'm not going to stop hitting.
That, listen, and here's from firsthand experience. That happens when you get to college.
I know.
A lot of stud baseball players, right, in high school, in little league, play in the field too because they can hit. And as you get into college, right, then they start specializing you. But I know a lot of, when I watch college baseball, I know a lot of the best hitters are pitchers.
But like the thing that's cool about this is it's like you got this guy, you have like I love the unicorns who are like, you got him, you got a guy like Sandy, doesn't like need, oh, five innings, good for you, Sandy, you went five innings.
Right.
No, I'm gonna go the whole damn game.
Right. Well, how do you think he got that way?
I don't know.
You think he got that way looking down at the bullpen?
Maybe.
And getting tired of losing 2-1.
He's also just a giant horse.
Right. But getting tired of losing 2-1 games?
I would be too.
Right? Because the funny thing is, I probably need to know where that thought came from him, simply for this reason. You get into the major leagues now, they don't even try to have you go the distance. They don't even try. And they have a thing that's called quality starts that is the dumbest thing in baseball. It's so stupid to celebrate a pitcher making it to the sixth inning.
We'll take a quick break. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
15 minutes.
Bump, bump. 15 minutes of heat for your ass right here on 560 WQAM. Miami Heat back on the hardwood tonight against the Toronto Raptors, home of my guy, Low Dog. I saw that Jimmy He took a lot of the team out to dinner last night. Little team dinner. Strus, Gabe Vincent.
Can we get some team defense? Was there any defense on that menu?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I didn't see the menu. It looked delicious.
Mm. All they ate was soup.
I want to get back into the Heat in just a second, but we were talking about the owners' meetings during the break, and Leroy goes, you know, we haven't heard much about, because there's a lot of chaos going on right now between, you know, the Jets, the Packers, they're all, you
the
know,
Ravens, the Lamar Ravens. Jackson.
And so Leroy's like, yeah, you know, I haven't heard much about Dan Snyder. But funny you should mention that, because our old boy McCoachin yesterday, he had maybe the line of the meetings yesterday.
Really?
And he was asked about the sale of the Commanders, and this is what Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel had to say about it.
So I look at it like, wow, the organization's worth that much? And, you know, I couldn't get free coffee? You know, like, no.
That's crazy.
I told you.
Free like, coffee.
You guys think I'm kidding.
We get free coffee here.
You guys think I'm kidding.
That's wild.
There are certain franchises that will nickel and dime you to death.
I picture the Dolphins facility having, like, the Vegas barista.
Yes.
Like, anything today, Coach McDaniel?
But yes.
Caramel macchiato would be nice.
Yes. And when Stephen Ross first took over, what did I tell you? He may not do things the right way, and it may be awkward, but you will grow to appreciate the fact that he is willing to spend whatever it takes to make sure his team is in the right place to win. And you just assume that every owner is like that. And no, that's not true. So you're talking about multi billionaires, right? That will hit your check for extra socks you ordered, or won't give free coffee, right? Like you can't imagine. It is not a given that a rich guy is going to use his money to make his team better. Don't ever take that for granted.
It's wild, dude. That's crazy. And he's going to get made, you know, just like all that money he's going to get out of all of this is night two. You know, assuming he's not in legal trouble, of course.
Yeah, that's a whole different.
It's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of what might be in trouble, might be some trouble in paradise in Boston. You guys see what's going on with Jaylen Brown?
No,
I didn't see it. What happened?
It's not whaling season, you know.
All right.
It's not sharpening the harpoon season. I don't find
He does seem to be balling a lot more than Jason Taylor.
It is interesting. So he had this interview that came out. He's basically very non-committal on his future with Boston. Mm. He doesn't seem to be in love with the idea of playing with Boston.
Wow.
He was talking about, like, you know, listen, being a black athlete in Boston, had some trouble buying houses, had some trouble with my businesses.
Wow.
You know, he's like, he's sitting here and he goes, we'll see what is. We're right now, we just got to enjoy now, but. You know, I'm not saying anything about, you know, commitment to the future or anything like that. So very non-committal, right?
Wow.
So then the Sully and Murphs, big standing ovation for Jaylen Brown the next game. Please, Jaylen, don't leave. We love you, Jaylen Brown. And by the way, Jaylen Brown also apparently has been not too happy that he's always in trade rumors. You know, he's kind of a whale out there. What about Jaylen Brown? Jaylen Brown, we said this last year when we were watching the playoffs. We're like, I don't know who's better. I think he's just as good as Jason Tatum. But Jason Tatum's the chosen one. That's the guy they've picked as their dude, and Jalen's kind of the number two. So did you hear this answer, Leroy? This answer that he gave when some O'Keefe reporter, hey, Jalen, what'd you think of that ovation from the fans? Listen to what he had to say.
I can imagine. Can I give you an idea what you say? Because a guy that just said, oh, I had problems buying houses, I couldn't do this, I couldn't do that, and then those same people giving him a standing ovation, it ain't going to go well.
This was Jaylen Brown after the game.
Jaylen, fans gave you a pretty loud ovation in the fourth quarter coming out. In the light of your recent comments about your future here, did that mean a little more?
I just come out every day and just do my job. That's all I'm focused on.
Wait, you can do the trade.
Why would they do that?
Frosty.
No, okay, let's real talk. Real talk.
Could be nothing.
A guy who in his previous statement goes, it's hard playing here as a black man with, you know, trying to find a house for my businesses, for everything other than basketball, right? And then he goes out to play basketball and scores 40 and everybody cheers him. Why would he care about that? When he already told you the concerns that he has and why it's difficult to play basketball in Boston, you think cheering him up in the basketball arena is going to, like, get him to forget his real-life circumstances?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what he should have said. Like, oh, you like, if he was, look, I think he would held it back. Because I would have said, what this got to do with soon as I leave this building? The problems I'm talking about is real life. Mm-hmm. It ain't playing basketball. I can play basketball everywhere, but I can't live everywhere. I can't run my businesses everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem.
That is a problem.
Right.
You know what else is a problem?
Don't do it. We ain't even done with the season yet. You already.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do the whale call thing. I'm not going to do it. But we are going to tag that whale. Just
we go to get his location.
Put a little GPS system on it. You know?
So you do.
I'm going to monitor that situation.
You do realize.
Hmm?
Okay. Who's going?
I don't know. All I need to know. What we need is for Jalen to do is
make a stick.
Make a stink?
Can you make any more of a stink?
Well,
you can't. Can you make any more of a stink? More of a stink by saying, "Yeah, the basketball is cool. It's hard to live. It's hard as hell as a black athlete to live in Boston."
Mm-hmm.
Can you make any more of a stink? Because guess what? Contrary to popular belief, Boston can't win nothing without Jalen Brown. They can't.
No, they can't.
And so him putting that out there, and then all of a sudden you give this fake-ass ovation,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, is he that? You think he's that shallow? That, oh, it feels great. I'm much better now. Now I can go and buy that house that I always wanted.
Look.
He ain't buying a house in Tom Brady neighborhood.
I'll tell you one thing. Like, look, whatever happens here, if he comes to the Heat or not, the sound you hear, that Boston window's closing, dude.
It always has. Wait, think about it. It doesn't. The only team that I can think of that no matter what, there's no issues, is Milwaukee.
Nah, I know. Goran looks so happy there. It makes me mad.
But I'm just saying, like, they just seem to go about their business, and you look up, and yeah, they're there. Like, there's no fanfare. They just go out, win games.
Gogi was, he played in his 1,000th game yesterday. Miss him.
Wow.
Yeah.
1,000th game.
1,000 games for Gogi.
Huh.
All right. Miss old Gogi.
You miss old Gogi?
Yeah. You want to know who else was sad this weekend?
Who?
Luka. Need that Slovenian pipeline, dude.
Luka.
Just keep an eye on it.
Yeah. Yeah, he did have an incredible pass, though.
He did.
Oh, my goodness.
But after, he was a big mope this weekend.
Did he do his suspension yet?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
He's got that
16.
He does complain a lot. Yeah. Speaking of complainers and floppers, so did you see that Joel Embiid? He was a no show yesterday for the old showdown, the old MVP matchup.
Yep,
getting crushed.
Yeah,
getting crushed.
Yeah, it's kind of unfair, but I get it. I understand.
It is unfair, and yet. I don't feel bad for him because he trolls everybody.
That's so true.
Like, it's tough for me to feel bad for Joel Embiid because the dude will sit here and make memes of everybody.
Yeah.
And so,
talking about how he got real estate in people's heads.
Right.
Yep.
And then you get a mano-a-mano matchup and you don't even play.
They showed up to the game with milk cartons in Denver.
Yikes.
Apparently he hasn't played in Denver since 2019 for some reason. I guess he doesn't like the illegal air.
Illegal air, man.
It is. You do have to be wary of it.
Or it could be they go on that ridiculous trip that the Heat used to go on.
I hate that road trip.
Always ends in Denver.
I hate that road
trip. So what if, like, was it back-to-back?
I don't know.
Right. Like we
I think they had just played a back-to-back that he played in, and then they had this matchup.
Okay, so.
But it's the MVP showdown.
Yeah, you got to show
up. And he crushed Jokic when he was in Philly.
If he's being consistent with who he is and that timing is just bad, I'll let it slide.
You know who started last night?
Who?
Dwayne Dedmon.
Wow. What were his stats? Did he do good?
You want to know what Dwayne Dedmon's stats are?
Yeah, please. I would love
5 minutes, 5 fouls, 5 points, and wow. 5 rebounds.
You want to know what Dwayne Dedmon's stats were last night?
Yeah. How many minutes? First, how many minutes?
J-Fig. You want to know what Dwayne Dedmon's stats were last night? It's, all right. Dwayne Dedmon last night. 10 minutes.
Nice.
0-2.
Wow.
0 points.
Wow.
2 rebounds.
Mm.
1 assist.
4 fouls.
1 foul. Oh. He didn't play long enough.
10 minutes.
Did apparently have 2 blocks.
Difference maker.
You guys want to know what PJ Tucker's stats were last night?
Yeah, please. Oof, I'm just looking at him.
I know what his stats were.
Yeah.
OLD.
That's not far off, to be honest.
PJ Tucker's stats last night?
Yeah.
23 minutes.
23 minutes, okay. Solid. He must have had a solid output then.
0-2.
Okay. Yeah.
0-2 from 3.
Okay, well, he probably had some free throws.
How you going to play two guys that total 33 minutes and have 0 points?
0 points.
So they got blowed out?
0 rebounds.
They got blowed out.
Okay, but an assist, though.
0 assists.
All right, but he probably.
Not a steal.
Okay.
Nary a block.
Okay. So he was just running around out there.
No turnovers. Good.
Nice. You can't.
1 foul.
Okay. So PJ Tucker got cardio last night. It's amazing.
He need a throat lozenge.
Well, have you seen this video that's been going viral of Doc Rivers being able to talk?
Ooh. Yes, you sent it to me.
What's up with that?
Last week that when he was young. Doing TV when he was young. I mean.
It kind of blows my
can
mind.
Can I just say this? If you have Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons on your team, you go horse quick. Right? Like, come on.
Ben Simmons is
how many times? I think he's probably got shoot burned in his memory.
Ben Simmons got shut down again, and he's no longer being represented by LeBron.
They dropped him.
I mean, just everybody just rats off a ship on this guy. It's crazy. All right. Dwayne Dedmon starting. Doc Rivers. Bold strategy yesterday. Oof.
I mean, he was just giving this one in, getting this one up, right?
I guess so. Take a quick break. Get into a little Dolphins. Mike McDaniel. Interesting comments yesterday about the Dolphins' expectations going into this year. We'll get to that coming up next.
I'm a big snack time guy. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.